Part 4. Question 12 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker is saying. After you hear the monologue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have just heard. Question 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
Once upon a time, there was a kingdom named Umbulwening. The king had a very beautiful daughter named Dewi Aru. She liked to swim and could spend hours swimming. One day, the people in the kingdom suffered a terrible illness. One night, the king had a dream. In his dream, he saw an old man who said that the illness could be healed by a flower in the Krindawahana jungle, and Dewi Arum was the only one who could get it. After a very difficult journey, the princess found the pond, but the king got angry with her for going on the journey and cursed her. "You don't deserve to be the princess and live in the palace. You deserve to live here in the pond," said the king. The princess disappeared, and in her place a beautiful flower rose. The king regretted what he had said, but it was too late. He then brought the flower to the palace, and everybody got cured. Till today, people call it the lotus.
Number 12. What did the princess Dewi Arum find in the jungle? Question 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
Once upon a time, there was a kingdom named Umbulwening. The king had a very beautiful daughter named Dewi Arum. She liked to swim and could spend hours swimming. One day, the people in the kingdom suffered a terrible illness. One night, the king had a dream. In his dream, he saw an old man who said that the illness could be healed by a flower in the Krindawahana jungle, and Dewi Arum was the only one who could get it. After a very difficult journey, the princess found the pond, but the king got angry with her for going on the journey and cursed her. "You don't deserve to be the princess and live in the palace. You deserve to live here in the pond," said the king. The princess disappeared, and in her place a beautiful flower rose. The king regretted what he had said, but it was too late. He then brought the flower to the palace, and everybody got cured. Till today, people call it the lotus.
Number 12. What did the princess Dewi Arum find in the jungle?